Good evening, dear friends. I'm terribly sorry that because of my health, I cannot attend this meeting, but I wish you a great moment, and I'd like to share some of my experience of my life with you. First of all, I was born in Iran in 1945 after World War, Second World War. In a simple family, we were seven in the family, and my father was the only one who was working and feeding all the seven people. So he had to be very careful how much he spends money, and financially we were not in very good shape, but anyhow, at least we had something to eat. Also, there was another problem that we belonged to a minority group, Baha'is, Baha'i faith in Iran. As you know, most of the people there are Muslims, Shia Muslims, but we were Baha'is. Baha'i faith was originated from Iran some 200 years ago, and the principles of unity of mankind, tolerance, Baha'u'llah, the founder, said that we are fruits of one tree and flowers of one garden. We should love everyone, cooperate with everyone, and look at everyone as the member of our family. However, the environment was an environment full of prejudice and hatred. So as a child, we had a lot of problems. At the school, teachers could curse and say bad words to us. We sometimes, going in the street, people throw a stone to us. And anyhow, life was not very easy. But at the school also, sometimes in winter, we had a cold winter, we had to heat up our own class, and full of smoke sometimes, and it was a very difficult life. However, I loved music, and I tried to build a lot of instruments for myself, violin, flute, and even Yanqin. As you know, the Yanqin, Chinese Yanqin, came from Iran about 500 years ago. So I love Yanqin more and violin. I tell you a small story about how I built my violin. That time, the pure water was brought to us by horse, and then carried to our home, to each person's home. In order to build a violin, of course, I need to build also a bow. And as you know, they used that time horse tail for making the bow. So I was waiting for the man who brings the water to carry the water, and then I was waiting in front of the horse to cut the tail and build my bow. And that was a very, very exciting time for me. Anyhow, my father said, even I don't have money to eat, I will not neglect with your education. Although I loved to learn music and play, especially learn drumming, but my father said that you have to study and become engineer or doctor. It was a very low profession of that time. Anyhow, I never stopped music, build my own instruments. However, I also continued to listen to my father. Eventually, I went to university and became an electronic engineer. By the time I was 18, then I've had enough difficulties of living in Iran, and fortunately, I got a scholarship and I was ready to go to Turkey to an American university to study there.